making a small amount by odd jobs around the village, and by helping the Carlton farmers in planting and harvest. For the last 2 years, however, his most profitable source of summer income had been the trout pond. The former owner had allowed anyone who wished to fish in his pond, and Dan made a regular business of it, selling his trout at the big hotels over at Mosquito Lake. This, in spite of its unattractive name, was a popular summer resort, and Dan always found a ready market for his catch. When Mr. Walters purchased the property, it somehow never occurred to Dan that the new owner might not be so complacent as his predecessor in the matter of the best trouting pond in the country. To be sure, Dan often wondered why it was the pond was so deserted this summer. He could not recall having seen a single person on it save himself. Still, it did not cross his mind that there could be any particular reason for this. He always fished up in the cool, dim creeks, which long experience had taught him were best for trout, and came and went by a convenient wood path. But he had no thought of concealment in so doing. He would not have cared had all Carlton seen him. He had done very well with his fish so far, and prices for trout at the lake went up every day. Dan was an enterprising boy and a general favorite with the hotel owners. They knew that he could always be depended on. Mrs. Phillips met him at the door when he reached home. "See, Mother?" said Dan exultantly as he held up his fish. "Just look at that fellow, will you? A pound if he's an ounce. I ought to get a good price for these, I can tell you. Let me have my dinner now, and I'll go right over to the lake with them."
"It's a long walk for you, Danny," replied his mother pityingly. "And it's too hot to go so far. I'm afraid you'll get sunstruck or something. You'd better wait till the cool of the evening. You're looking real pale and thin this while back."
"Oh, I'm all right, Mother," assured Dan cheerfully. "I don't mind the heat a bit. A fellow must put up with some inconveniences. Wait till I bring home the money for these fish, and I mean to have another catch tonight. It's you that's looking tired. I wish you didn't have to work so hard, Mother. If I could only get a good place, you could take it easier. Sam French says that Mr. Walters wants a boy up there at the factory, but I know I wouldn't do. I ain't big enough. Perhaps something will turn up soon, though. When our ship comes in, Mother, we'll have our good times."
He picked up his flags and went into the little room where his sister lay.
"See what I've brought you, Ella May," he said, as he thrust the cool, moist clusters into her thin, eager hands. "Did you ever see such beauties?"
"Oh, Dan, how lovely they are. Thank you ever so much. If you are going over to the lake this afternoon, will you please call at Mrs. Henny's and get those nutmeg geranium slips she promised me? Just look how nice my others are growing. The pink one is going to bloom."
"I'll bring you all the geranium slips at the lake if you like. When I get rich, Ella May, I'll build you a big conservatory, and I'll get every flower in the world in it for you. You shall just live and sleep among posies. Is dinner ready, Mother? Troughton's hungry work, I tell you. What paper is this?"
He picked up a folded newspaper from the table.
"Oh, that's only an old Lake Advertiser," answered Mrs. Phillips, as she placed the potatoes on the table and wiped her moist, hot face with the corner of her gingham apron. "Letty Mills brought it in around a parcel this morning. It's 4 weeks old, but I kept it to read if I ever get time. It's so seldom we see a paper of any kind nowadays. But I haven't looked at it yet."
"Why, Danny, what on earth is the matter?"
For Dan, who had opened the paper and glanced over the first page, suddenly gave a choked exclamation and turned pale, staring stupidly at the sheet before him.
"See, Mother?"
he gasped, as she came up in alarm and looked over his shoulder. This is what they read. "Notice. Anyone found fishing on my pond at Carlton after date will be prosecuted according to law without respect of persons. June 1st. H. C. Walters."
"Oh, Danny, what does it mean?"
Dan went and carefully closed the door of Ella May's room before he replied. His face was pale and his voice shaky.
"Mean? Well, Mother, it just means that I've been stealing Mr. Walters' trout all summer. Stealing them, that's what it means."
"Oh, Danny, but you didn't know."
"No, but I ought to have remembered that he was the new owner and have asked him. I never thought. Mother, what does prosecuted according to law mean?"
"I don't know, I'm sure."